Time to recap Redalow County Commissioners and the final meeting in the month of June. County Commissioner Earl McNutt, how you doing, sir?
Not too bad, Rich. Hard to believe. Here we are, almost 1st of July, and year's just flying by.
It is. I'm sure you're going to be soaking your toes and maybe some lake ponds or some water coming up this weekend.
I haven't really decided exactly what we'll do, but certainly probably just enjoy the long weekend anyway and see how it works out. But yeah, talking prior to the meeting here, or the getting on the radio here, we just can't buy any rain out this direction here for some reason or another. A lot of other parts of the country, even eastern Nebraska, you know, they've gotten lots of rain. Of course, some of those storms we wouldn't want anyway, but certainly it's definitely dry around here. So
somebody's in charge of this. Somebody's got their finger on the magic button and just putting the dome over us, and it won't take the dome off.
Yeah, you know? It won't, but, you know, here we are. We're going to be talking county fairs here pretty soon, so maybe that'll drum up a storm here or there. You never know. So.
Has an occasion. It's been really hot, and there's been some county fairs in the past. Gosh, it's been a number of years where, by gosh, it was cold for a couple of days there. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, it's coming up here on July 20th, right around the corner.
It's hard to believe, about 3 weeks away anyway. So.
It is. All right, let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody present for citizens' comments. We did, although, have to, when we approved the agenda, had to add one emergency item. Phil Lyons and Christy Carell had popped in and needed potential executive session at 10:45, so we did add that on the agenda for later on. So,
all right, and of course, review miscellaneous accounts payable that goes on every meet.
Yeah, obviously, this time of the month was primarily payroll, but certainly at the end of a fiscal year, as we are, there was some other claims associated with this, with people trying to get last minute claims paid before the new budget year. So.
Board of Equalization meeting, Krista Correll, assessor, and overvalued, undervalued, and omitted?
That's correct. Obviously, our first agenda item was a Board of Equalization matter, so turn the meeting over to Randy Dean, the BOE chairman. As you stated, the first one was Christy Correll, Red Willow County assessor, and she had to make a correction, actually two corrections. Originally, they had split out some land, and they'd split the whole 95 acres, and it should have only been 5 acres. So really it was a matter of making a correction to only split the 5 acres and add a new building with the parcel there, and make that correction so that all the acreage wasn't being transferred all in one transaction there. So really just a housekeeping matter to clear up her bookwork and make everything correct. Then the second item on the Board of Equalization piece, we had Crystal Dacht, Red Willow County Treasurer, in, and she had a tax roll correction. This was correction number 14, and it was on a business that was closing, and it was in the amount of $268.92 accelerated taxes there. So two items there for the BOE piece of the meeting, and we took care of those and ready to go forward.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. Had a visit to Tyler Brown, Colonial Life, on optional insurance coverage.
This is correct. And really, there was a little miscommunication here on the time slot here. It was later on in the morning when we finally spoke to them, but I'll go ahead and cover it at this point in time as it's listed here. We had Tyler Brown and Mike Broomfield both in, and they represent Colonial Life. And they just was wanting to see if this is something that we would want to allow them to speak to our employees on. It's very similar to a lot of different programs out there, and it'd obviously be totally optional to each and every employee whether they would want to do this. We gave no specific go-ahead on this yesterday, but really what it provides is different accident insurance, dental insurance, critical life insurance, some disability insurance, different things of that nature, in which people can kind of supplement their other insurance with different coverages in this manner there. So we ask that they maybe give us some examples, and we will bring this back to see if possibly we would want them to present to the employees and allow this option to be something they would consider.
Next up, a visit from Steve Barenberg with EIA Gravel on gravel prices.
That's correct. Mr. Barenberg was in yesterday. 2 weeks ago, we had paid claims, which, as we always, the second Monday of the month when we pay the bulk of the claims. He questioned a claim that went through for Southwest Gravel products there in the amount of just short of $1,800. His comments and concerns was that even though this was a precinct that Mr. Becker was awarded, it was priced out at a different rate than the bid price, and this is because this was a Platte Valley gravel instead of Frenchman Valley gravel, or Frenchman River gravel here. So the price was slightly higher. And this has kind of been an issue that's been going on over the last couple, 3 months here with how we're handling the purchase of gravel. I finally told Mr. Barenberg that, you know, I guess it seems that it's all right that we're making exceptions for you to sell a product to the county, and we can't do it for any other suppliers. And my intent here was the simple fact that we've allowed him to sell product to us by the ton without having it go across a certified scale for quite some time. And just to verify that, so it wasn't my word saying that, I did reach out to the Nebraska Department of Weights and Measures and make that perfectly clear that no, he can't properly sell that without weighing it in the proper method there. So they did come out and done an inspection. Had a very difficult time catching up with Mr. Barenberg, but the final results was that no, he was not properly legal to sell gravel by the ton when he was not properly weighing it. So because of that, he then told him he was no longer doing that. He was selling by the cubic yard. So regardless, I mean, this situation is going to be wrapped up, and moving forward, we're going to definitely have to follow our specifications to a T and expect each and every supplier to do so also. So,
next up, a visit, Trina McPherson, Katie Andrews, Ambience Counseling Programs for Inmates.
Yes, and this was something new. Obviously, they've been working somewhat with our inmates previously here, but Trina McPherson and Katie Andrews just gave us an overall view of what's going on. We also had Sheriff Alan Kochwire in with them. And what they've been doing currently is trying to contract 2 hours per week just to work with the inmates on mental health. We realize in this day and age, jails have become much more than a place to house people that have been incarcerated for different crimes or criminal actions. They're really becoming a mental health facility, and it's critical that these people are getting the proper treatment they need. Some of their billing, they try to bill through Medicaid. They've been working with Judge Payne and also the Southwest Public Health Department, and they're trying to create a mindfulness training program and would like to increase this, these sessions, basically twofold there, from the 2 hours to possibly 4 hours, and it will require some additional funding. Alan Kochwire told us yesterday that currently he's budgeting about $6,000, and if we expand this program, we're hoping, or he's looking at potentially 12,000 to 15,000, so basically doubling that line item to help provide these services. And certainly if we can attempt to get one or two people on the right road when they're released from jail, that maybe this will help us out as we move forward and trying to put them back into a regular normal life there. So it's a good program, and certainly they're going to continue to work on it, and we'll see how it goes anyway. So.
Okay. Set July 11th to 10 a.m. as the date and time to open the gravel bids.
This is correct, and obviously, excuse me, this goes back to the 945 item also and a different item later on with correspondence, but we had County Attorney Paul Wood in yesterday, and he really discussed a lot of different issues here, but here we are at the end of June and going into a new fiscal year, and we have no contracts in place. We haven't set any dates and times to receive and go over new gravel bids. So yesterday we did set July 11th, 2022 at 10 a.m. as the date and time in which we will receive these bids. And at that time, there will no doubt be a lot of discussion on how we proceed forward with accepting or rejecting any or all of these bids. So it's going to be an interesting discussion here in a couple weeks, but we definitely have to have a contract or some kind of agenda item in place here to take care of this. And the County Attorney Paul Wood firmly believes that we do need to go through the bidding process and properly handle this.
10:30 item, consider a request from Herman Jones Funeral Home for pauper. Did I pronounce that?
Pauper
burial. Yes. It's been a while since we've had
it is.
On this agenda.
These pop up every now and then, and this certainly was a case in which over the years, when I was first on the board, it seemed like we would always have two or three of these every single year that we would pay, and what the county does is budget $1,200 a year for each pauper burial that we would approve. With that, with research that was done, we found out that the only way that we truly have to pay this is if it's an unclaimed body, and in this case, this particular person did not have any living relatives, relatives, period, in the area that were taking care of her. So we did go ahead and approve this yesterday and felt that it met all the criteria that would require that. So we will be sending a check to Herman Jones for $1,200.
Is this kind of the case with every county in the state on this particular situation?
Each and every county handles it a little differently. We're probably, I'm going to say, in the middle of the pack on the amount that we budget for each of these. Some counties are a little less, some are obviously more, so it all varies from one county to the next on how they handle it, but certainly the criteria is the same across the board. So
I was gonna say, for the Omaha Link and the bigger cities, I'm sure it happens.
Oh, they could
more
see,
numerous.
They could see a lot of these, so there's no doubt. It could definitely impact budgets quite a bit. So,
you had some items in the consent agenda as well.
We did, and item number six, chairman's signature on a medical plan agreement with Lucent, which is a new third-party administrator we just signed on with. That contract was not updated and didn't come through yesterday, so we had to pull that. But the other five items, obviously approving minutes from previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings, is something we do each and every week. Second item, approved miscellaneous accounts payable and payroll claims. The grand total is $367,571.48. That is high for payroll claims, but as I related early on, there was a lot of additional claims just because of the end of the year process here that people were slipping in other purchases that were made just to get it into this fiscal year. The third item, we needed chairman's signature on interlocal agreement for district court bailiff. Obviously, there's several counties involved. I believe as of yesterday, there was two other counties that had signed previously. I want to say Chase and, I'm losing track of which other one. But our signing was the third of six yesterday there, so it will continue to be circulated around. And Judge Hing, coming July 1 here, will have a new bailiff on board there. The fourth item, there's some surplus equipment for the health department, just cabinets or computer equipment that needed to be declared surplus property so they could dispose of that. And then the last item, this has kind of been an ongoing process for about 3 weeks ago, just signing additional contracts with Figgins Construction for the 2022 armor coat projects. I know the last I knew, I know they're working here in McCook, but I believe as far as county work, they're probably going to be maybe early August when they do the work for Red Willow County. So we're about a month out on that, but certainly had to get all the paperwork taken care of.
You had a couple of correspondence as well?
Yes, and the first one obviously is a very key one. It was the Nebraska Auditor of Public Accounts. Their findings after a review on the originally anonymous complaint that was filed was in regards to how Red Willow County is purchasing gravel. We all know that once that originally started as an anonymous complaint, later on Mr. Barenberg from EIA said that he was the one that filed the complaint. Regardless of whatever that may be, the findings here just determined that they felt there was no need for a separate financial audit at this time. And their final comments here were that the county board worked closely with the county attorney to implement procedures for ensuring the county purchases and contracts are awarded in compliance with applicable statutory bidding requirements. So no penalties or anything in regards to this complaint, but certainly that was the reason why we had our county attorney in yesterday when we were setting the date and time for gravel bids. And we will continue to work very closely with him on this process there. And the good news is he had a lot of very good conversations with a couple different folks at Public Accounts Office there, and felt like things went very smoothly, and the correspondence was a very, very positive overall there. So moving forward, you know, there's always things that need to change and be addressed, and certainly that will be taken care of.
And then Clerk's monthly revenue reports?
Yep, we wrapped it up with her monthly revenue report. And, yesterday it was a little after 11 o'clock when we wrapped it up, so the meetings are slowly starting to get longer, and certainly with the 4th of July next Monday, we all know that we will not have a meeting that particular day because the courthouse will be closed. So here we are 2 weeks out again, so I'm sure the next agenda will be pretty full also there. So
yeah, we'll have three more meetings in the month of July.
Absolutely.
Three more Mondays. And yeah,
July is going to get pretty hectic, as you know, not only will we be working through a tax or protest season, but also working on budgets here. So it's a busy time of the year, and certainly going to have a lot of discussions here.
Budget time, yippee!
Yeah, it's always a fun one. It's better when you're finally at the end of the tunnel and approving it and ready to go on.
All right. Keep in mind, once again, County Courthouse next Monday, 4th of July, will be closed for the day.
Absolutely. And obviously, there will be a lot of other businesses closed on that day also. So.
All right. Any questions? I'd like to set in the County Commissioners meeting every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the Redwood Low County Courthouse.
That's correct. We certainly welcome people to come in and attend at any time. If they just want to sit and watch us take care of business, that's perfectly fine. But no matter what, if you need to address the board, we will make time for that. So.